Exercise 2. Question numbers 3 and 4. One warm spring day in central California, a tennis coach was instructing a student on the art of serving the ball. While the student tossed and hit the ball over and over again, the coach focused attention on each part of the student's motion and swing. The coach never criticized a student, but instead gave feedback after each hit about the position of the racket, the height of the ball toss, the angle of the racket as it hit the ball, and the student's motion during the racket follow-through. In tennis, the ball needs to land in a service square in order to be a successful hit. Yet remarkably, the coach never once looked to see where the ball landed after the student hit it. Instead, the coach focused his feedback exclusively on suggestions for improving each part of the student's service stroke. The coach was confident that once the student learned each of the component skills, the student would be able to combine them so that the ball would consistently land in the proper area. Just as this coach focused on the development of component skills, music teachers help students become better musicians by teaching notes, rhythms, and performance methods. Skilled laborers instruct their apprentices by showing them how to accomplish individual tasks on a work project. Each of these examples involves teaching specific skills and encouraging the learners to practice until they become familiar and easy to perform.